Especially in winter, people who live alone feel increasingly isolated from the rest of society. Judy Slater is CEO of the Australian Red Cross, who provide a number of services to help those who are socially isolated and lonely. She says Red Cross volunteers put in many hours to check in with people each week.
Calling people to check in, see how they are, taking time with them, meals on wheels, picking people up for appointments. It's a whole range of things. We got to 20,000 Australians last year, but this year we want to do much, much more.
Judy says it's essential to reach out and let people know that there's someone out there who cares.
For you and I, if we fall on tough times, we can find people to give us a shoulder to cry on or find people to help us or support us or give us advice. But often when you're isolated and lonely, you get depressed, you get less able to see what the solutions are, less able to be resilient, and so therefore a minor health setback can spiral into a major illness, or a fall or an accident can become life-threatening in a matter of hours.
Trish Ross is in her late 80s, and she had been receiving calls on weekdays from the Red Cross for about a year when an incident happened.
I'd been out and I came home, had a coffee, and I needed to go to the loo. So I hurried myself in there, and from there on, it's blank. I don't know whether I fell, I passed out, or what happened. I know that when I came to, I was on the floor.
Trish was still on the floor 17 hours later.
Well, I'd given up by that time. I thought I was going to die. I just couldn't get myself up. I couldn't get out of the room. I felt as though I was trapped. Time went on. I went from daylight to dark and then back to daylight, and the phone rang. And I thought, please, God, let this be the Red Cross. I had no idea of the time, but the phone just rang. So I'm praying that it's the Red Cross. After 9 rings, it hung up, and then a little while later, rang again, no answer, and then rang 3 times altogether. And after the 3rd time, when I didn't answer, they rang one of my neighbours. He came across, he lives opposite, he came across and he found me on the floor in a terrible state. He rang the ambulance and they came, and I was in hospital for 5 weeks. Now, if the Red Cross hadn't rung me, I don't think I'd be talking to you now, because I was feeling that I was at the end of my rope. Nobody knows I'm here. I'm just going to die, and I really believe that.
Julie Young is 57 years old. She called on the Red Cross teleservice when she suffered an L3 fracture of her vertebrae.
When I got home, because I live on my own, I didn't really have anybody to check on me, and I heard about the Red Cross telecross, I believe, from the hospital that I was in.
Once she got better, Julie wanted to give back, so in 2008 she signed up as a volunteer.
I've been calling 3 mornings a week for them ever since. They first started me off by calling different people, but I feel that it should be a continuity type thing, like ringing the same people so that you get to know them. Sometimes they'll say that, yes, they're okay, but because I've been speaking to them for quite some time, I realise that they're not okay. And I say, what's wrong? And, you know, a couple of times I've got them to go off to the doctor or something like that because they wouldn't have done otherwise.
Julie says the voluntary work is rewarding.
I feel really happy about doing it. I've been talking to the same people now for quite some time, and you know, they're always happy to hear from me.
Judy Slatcher from the Red Cross says there are many ways to help out.
We think there are 3 things people can do. Firstly, donate to the appeal. Secondly, though, just in their own communities, families, friends, neighbours, reach out, talk to someone, go and knock on a door, have a cup of tea. It really does help. Or thirdly, become a Red Cross volunteer. We have people who put in many hours a week. I think there's a lot to do with having good social connections.
And for Trish, they are her guardian angels.
They are just so caring. I can recommend them. They are just caring, wonderful people.
Trish Ross ending that story. And if you would like to know more about the Doing It Tough appeal, visit redcross.org.au.